I talked to my team today, and I talked to them about life in general, and everything that starts has an end, just life. And for me, you know, today I told my team that this will be my last ride, and I told them I just felt so much peace in where I am with my decision. Because of everything that I've done in this league, I've done it, man. There's no, accolade that I don't have individually, but I've never played the game for individual stats. You know, I've only played the game to make my team be a better team. And now God is calling. God is calling in so many other areas of life. And my children have made the ultimate sacrifice for their father, the ultimate, you know, for 17 years. And whether it's jump on a plane, jump right back, go to school, and I don't want to see them do that no more. You know, I've done what I wanted to do in this business, and now it's my turn. It's my turn to give them back something. So it's either hold on to the game and keep playing and let my kids miss out on times that we can be sharing together, because I always promised my son that if he got a full ride scholarship, daddy was going to be there. You know, and I can't miss that. You know, I don't know if I can sit in a meeting room and fight with that war. You know, one of the hardest things in the world is to walk away from my teammates, because that's my brotherhood. The only thing I ever play for is to be right there, you know, and to raise a Ed and to be with Sizzle for so long and sit next to him, and we so much on the same path. Does that part hurt? Absolutely. You know, you can never rebuild those bonds. You know, those bonds are forever. And but the chapter is huge for me to now step into other areas of life. You know, and a good friend of mine, Lady O, you know, she told me that, you know, I may be gone now, but I'm not gone forever. You know, I'm just going into another phase of life. And I thank my fans, I thank my city, I think they deserved it. They deserved that whenever this road stopped, for me just not to walk away and just be like, oh, I'm done. You know, I think we all get to enjoy what Sunday will feel like, you know, knowing that, you know, that this will be last time 52 plays in the uniform in Raven Stadium. 52. And I knew it honestly, because I knew where I couldn't divide anymore. I couldn't split my time. You know, when God calls, he calls, and he's calling. And more importantly, where he aligns me at is he calls me to be a father. To it's okay to be daddy, and it's okay to say that, you know, yes, this chapter is closing, but the chapters that's open is overwhelming. You know, and that's the thing that excites me the most. You know, I told my teammates today, I was like, man, it's what's set up for me now, I could never see this day. You know, I can always push. It's always next year, next summer, whatever. But I could never see this day. And I've watched other people retirements, and I've watched so many different things. And I always said that when I go out, I will make sure that I give him all of the glory for letting me be able to stand here after 17 years, you know, and I've, God forbid, I don't have injuries that's gonna really hamper me when I'm done playing the game. I play the game at a very, very high level and a very rough pace. But for me to be where I am, standing as a man now, and to say, make my own declaration to say, it's time for me to go on, then I make this last run with my team. And I give them everything I got. That's one thing I share with them in that meeting, is I'm gonna give you everything I got, because this is our last one. And wherever it ends, it ends. But I didn't come back for it at the end of the first round.